Hey, Dog Pound, welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura joined by Dustin Fox as we get ready to preview the Browns and the Ravens this Sunday, the final game for the Browns. Looking to get to 8-8 on the season, finish out on a strong note and play spoiler. Ravens still very much alive in the wild card race. They need to beat the Browns, and they need the Chiefs to knock off the Chargers to get in. Let's take a look at this Ravens offense against the Browns defense. Right now, the run defense is the big issue, and the Ravens bring a guy in Justin Forsett, who's run for nearly 1,150 yards on the season, 5.3 yards a carry. The Browns have to stop the run.
Well, that's going to be the key. You talk about what the Browns have done the last 2 weeks. They've given up 200 yards on the ground back-to-back weeks. They've got to find a way to stop the running attack. And, heck, you remember the first game, it was Taliaferro who had over 100 yards. Now Forsett's become the guy there in Baltimore. The interesting thing about this matchup is, you know, they've got a couple guys on their outside of their offensive line. Both of their tackles are banged up in walking boots this week. So it'll be interesting to see how those guys come back in terms of being able to affect that running game. Browns got to find a way to stop the run. I don't know that we have an answer. We've been talking about this, I think,
every
Nathan,
year.
For every single week we've been doing these videos. It's like, got to stop the run, got to stop the run. Haven't been able to get it done.
No, and the Browns themselves banged up on their defensive front. Now, the good news is if they can slow down the run, the Ravens ran for a buck 60 last time against them. If they can slow down the run, you talked about those tackles being hurt, you can get to Joe Flacco. Not exactly a mobile guy in the pocket. Paul Kruger can hopefully get to him. Last time they hit him on a throw, and that led to a Deshaun Gibson interception. That's the key to me. If you can stop the run, then turn up the pressure on Joe Flacco.
Just got to get pressure on him. You're right. He's a statue in the pocket. He's not mobile at all. I mean, he's what, 6'5", you know, and he's got a strong arm. But if you make him move off of his spot, I think that's when he becomes inaccurate. On the season, he's thrown 12 interceptions, so he's liable to throw you a couple. The Browns got to find a way. Paul Kruger's having a heck of a season. He's got to get home.
Yes, and then the matchups in the passing game, Steve Smith leads their team nearly 1,000 yards on the season, although he's really cooled off the second half of the year. Torrey Smith leads the team with 10 touchdowns. Now, Joe Hayden's played him very well with the way Buster's playing Pierre Desir. I feel like this back end is well-equipped to handle this team because it really is a two-receiver show. When they lost Dennis Pitta, they really haven't had a tight end step up. Owen Daniels, but I think the Browns can handle it.
And I think this is a redemption game for Joe Hayden because you go back to the first game where Joe was beat by Steve Smith down the sideline for that long gain, which led to the game-winning field goal. I don't think Joe was 100% healthy in that game. I think he wants to bounce back. You know, those guys were kind of jawing back and forth in that game too. So I think Joe wants to have a monster game.
And hopefully Joe Hayden will be able to go with that shoulder injury. If not, it looks like Buster Screen and Pierre Desir played very well against Kelvin Benjamin will be the Browns corners. That's a look at the Ravens offense against the Browns defense again this Sunday. M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore will be the Browns and the Ravens in the season finale. Happy holidays, everybody.